Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we will have the creed. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us, who trust in him, from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is a reading from Acts, chapter 9, verses 36 to the end. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, Please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them, alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
I want to start with a kind of get-out clause for what I'm going to say today. You see, a limited number of times per year, people who are exploring their vocation within the church are allowed to share their thoughts with the wider church congregation. We've got no special training. We are ordinary, everyday people with everyday jobs who feel that someone is speaking to us to step out of our comfort zone and to try on a new role. So my dad was a vicar, and I've inherited many of his Bible commentaries. And while the books that sit on my shelf are silent on what I want to share with you today, I have found people on the internet making the same connection. So perhaps I'm not completely off the wall. Make of that what you will. So what do I want to talk to you about today? Well, we heard Peter raising someone from the dead. And in this reading, I heard an echo of Jesus's voice linking into the reading from John about sheep knowing the shepherd's voice. That all sounds a bit muddled. Stick with me and let's work through it together. So I mentioned about Peter raising someone from the dead. Well, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, you might remember how Jesus had visited the home of a young girl who just died. The house was full of weeping mourners, most likely keening really loudly at the loss of the girl, quite naturally. Now, Jesus sent them all away, and he went with the parents and the disciples, and he said, "Talitha kum," little girl, get up. And to the surprise of everyone, she did. Did you notice that Jesus was there with the parents and the disciples? So Peter would have been there. He would have seen this miracle, and it's not the sort of thing you'd forget quickly. So when Peter was faced with a similar situation, the death of the very lovely, kind-hearted and generous Tabitha, it was natural for him to start off the same way. He sent the mourners out of the room. And then he did another very natural thing. He got down on his knees and he prayed. What would he have been thinking? What would he have been feeling? What would he have prayed? Now, we often have people in church available to pray with others, and part of me wonders how we would even know where to start in this situation. I guess Peter might have started by saying something along the lines of, Lord Jesus, or maybe even, Abba, Father. I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing, but you, Abba, Father, are everything, and everything is possible with you. I pray for Tabitha's healing in your name. Your will be done. And then Peter said, not little girl, get up, not Talitha, come, but Tabitha, come. And Tabitha opened her eyes and sat up. That's the echo for me. Talitha cum, Tabitha cum. And she got up just like when Jesus spoke those words. I believe that Peter, when faced with the sad death of this wonderful woman, was absolutely listening out for God. Faced with bringing someone back to life, he would have felt powerless. But he knew to reach out to the one who's already beaten death. Once he had the room to himself, the first thing he did was to pray. And praying is as much about stilling ourselves to listen as it is about speaking. Not for nothing are we told to think before we speak, to take a long breath, or to count to 10 before we respond. We often need to leave that gap for our primeval instincts to be influenced by our thinking brains, and of course by our heavenly, compassionate, ever-loving Father. So there are two threads of thought I'm wanting to interweave. The first is to do with hearing God's voice, just like Peter heard the echo of Jesus's voice when he raised Tabitha. We heard in the reading from John, chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus saying, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Earlier in chapter 10, Jesus has painted the picture of the sheep knowing the voice of the shepherd, how they listen to his voice, how they respond to it, and they follow him. Jesus tells us that he himself is the shepherd who would even sacrifice his own life to save his sheep. I think we know what happened there. So we too are part of the heavenly flock. We too can instinctively know God's voice and can listen for it, much like Peter did. We don't have to be especially trained to do this. We don't have to set aside a special time. I believe that God reaches out to us all the time, in all situations, in lots of different ways. But we're not always open to him. In her sermon last week, Erin reminded us that we can and should connect with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit in the everyday, in the mundanity of our life, in our work, in our play, over breakfast, as we crawl into bed at night, as we take out the bins, as we turn over the soil in the garden, as we push the shopping trolley. The more we connect with God, the more we can learn to hear his gentle nudging. Or sometimes it might feel like you've been hit in your spiritual solar plexus. I've started calling it my holy plexus. This whole sermon, in fact, is the result of being walloped in the holy plexus by last week's service. And this brings me to the second thread I wanted to weave into my thoughts today. Do you ever have imposter syndrome? The feeling that you're doing something you're not quite qualified to do and that someone's going to find you out? Last week, as I prayed at home for wisdom and discernment regarding the message to share in this very section, I found myself humming the hymn, "Just as I am, without a plea." What did I find Martin playing on the organ when I got to church? "Just as I am, O Lamb of God, I come." And that was followed by the very compelling, "Would you come and follow me if I just called your name?" This has taken me to my knees on more than one occasion. I mean, would you come and follow Jesus if he called your name? If you heard it right now, what would you do? Now, you see, the good thing about following Jesus is that we don't have to do things in our own power. It's really scary, but Jesus is the one in charge. He's the one who's hooked up to God's power. Jesus himself says in John chapter 10 that he does his miracles in his Father's name, in his Father's power. We can offer ourselves just as we are. We don't have to have any special training. We're all chosen because of what God sees in us, not because we're especially good or we're especially worth it. God has chosen us, imperfect us, to be his hands and feet, his body, his flock. We might well feel unworthy or unable. We might have done some really shameful things in our lives. Our traditional confession says, "We have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep." But the best bit is that we've come home. We've come back. We're here today. We're online. And like the prodigal son, we return to the Father. Some of us may be the proverbial black sheep, but what we have done amazingly doesn't separate us from God's love. We are still welcomed fully into God's flock, and we are known and loved and valued, and we have a role to play to spread and share God's love. We're unlikely to be raising the dead with our prayers, but the size of the miracles we do, or that we're going to be involved in, isn't measured by their visual immediate impact on the world. For most of us, our heavenly input into around us, into the people around us, is more likely to be a ripple than a tsunami. But the value of that input can be life-changing to the one person we might touch with our love, care and compassion. And if we listen carefully as we go about our everyday stuff, we might hear echoing over the millennia Jesus's voice telling his disciples and us to go. Show people that heaven is right here. Pray with them. Listen to them. Bring hope. Bring love. Bring compassion. And bring it in bucket loads. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who with great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, through thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave him thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.